again, Lee, back podcasting.
We are, and look, our scheduling's been a little bit, you know, some people out there will be quite observant that our scheduling has not been as accurate as it usually has been over recent weeks.
No,
why is that, Kate? There's many reasons.
There is. The last few weeks have been a little bit hectic, wouldn't you say?
That's right. So we've had things like we're in the middle of trying to relocate our office, so that's taking place at the moment. I've had some minor surgery, which has obviously delayed our production to some extent. There's been a few things up in the air.
There has, and, you know, we do apologise if you've been looking for the latest episode. It is coming very soon.
Quite right.
It is currently being edited. We've recorded it, and it will shortly be out for publication.
So, Kate, what is the latest episode about?
Yeah, so in this episode, I'm speaking with Dr. Paul Eld, who is an expert in evaluation. He teaches the topic evaluation at a local university here in South Australia and runs a business doing evaluation. He's also won awards for his evaluation activity, so, you know, he's very experienced.
Impressive.
So the topic is looking at evaluating educational programs. So we have, we go off and look at, you know, pitfalls, ways you can evaluate, different methods and, you know, ways you can put evaluation into practice. Because I don't know about you, but I guess from my perspective as an educator, I want to know whether what I'm doing is actually of benefit. You know, am I achieving the outcomes of for the students and for the organisation?
Yeah, absolutely. And there is the Australian Evaluation Association, which is worthwhile joining, or similar organisations out there as well. But this is a great conversation. So what I gathered from the conversation is there's so much in it, but towards the end, Paul talks about peer assessment with regards to faculty, and that's something we're very familiar with in our organisation. He talks about student feedback, and the pitfalls and the benefits of analysing that feedback. He talks about accountability issues with regards to evaluation. So it's a pretty widespread conversation, isn't it?
Yeah. And we also he also shares some of the things he does in teaching complex subjects. So, you know, some skills in teaching as well we look at.
That's right. And that's towards the end, so it's worth listening in for that, because it's always great to grab another educator's perspective. So that's a fantastic conversation. Now, that conversation is out probably in the next 3 or 4 days, so just in the middle of editing that at the moment. What we have released just this week, actually just today, is the ability on our podcast page of our website to jump on there and to actually leave feedback, because it would be good to link closer with our audience.
It would.
We have so many listeners listening in from all over the world, but we don't really know who you are or what you do. So if you'd like to leave some encouraging feedback about the podcast episodes, that'd be fantastic. We promise that there'll be no spamming from our perspective. There'll be no marketing. It's just a good way to link closer with the audience.
Yeah, and any topics you could be interested in.
Sure. Yeah, good idea, Kate. Yeah, it's good. It's good. So that's us for today, and in about 3 days' time, you will see the latest episode of Education Transformation.